Our next guest is in our Limerick studio. He's Rory Keane, the regional coordinator of the HSE's Midwest Drug and Alcohol Service. And he's with us this morning to tell us about a new programme they're running aimed at crack cocaine addicts. Rory Keane, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Before we talk about the LEAR programme, talk to us about why it's needed, the scale of the crack cocaine problem in Limerick and the impact that's having on people's lives.
Yeah, certainly, Anya. So going back to the autumn of 2019, we became aware through our frontline low threshold services that an increasing number of existing service users were starting to use crack cocaine, and it became apparent fairly quickly that it was around 50% of people's caseloads. Now, we had some experience with crack prior to that, but on a much more episodic basis, and it became apparent very quickly that crack cocaine was consistently available and was starting to impact on our most vulnerable service users. Now, obviously, events were overtaken somewhat by COVID-19 and the response from our frontline service in terms of supporting people through that. But over the last 3 years, crack has become very much a significant feature of the drug scene within Limerick City, predominantly. Like, we'd have some experience in other parts of the Midwest, but it is predominantly a problem in the city currently, and it's impacting most on those who would already have a complex set of health needs.
What does crack do to the person who's taking it? I mean, if somebody's taking heroin, which is something, you know, the drug services, it's a substance drug services have been dealing with for a long time, you know, it'll make them sleepy. It's only when they need more and they don't have more that they become desperate. What does crack do to the person who's taking it?
I think probably the most significant difference we would have seen between working with people who would be using heroin, people using crack cocaine, is that cycle of dependence and the negative impacts is much more accelerated. So crack cocaine, by its nature and how it works from a pharmaceutical perspective, it impacts the very, very accelerated fashion on people's physical health and their mental health. And because of that, we see people presenting with problems in relation to their mental health, increased criminality, and I suppose just kind of poor general health in a way which is much, much quicker than we would see with heroin. And that can make it much more difficult in terms of intervening around it.
So tell us about the LEAR programme. How will it help?
Okay, so the LEAR program is a program which was developed by Anna Liffey going back to around 2014 or 2015 in Dublin in terms of targeting, again, some of the most vulnerable drug users that we would have. LEAR stands for Law Engagement and Assisted Recovery, and there's two elements to it. One is that the guards are able to make referrals to Anna Liffey in relation to people they would come across through their work who would be involved in terms of crack cocaine use. Obviously, the guards would often see people at the most vulnerable in very difficult, straitened circumstances. And as such, they are, you know, they are very well placed in terms of making those referrals and hopefully early referrals to Anna Liffey. And what there are, suppose, two elements in terms of the Anna Liffey response once people are referred in. One is the assertive outreach approach. That's really kind of going out to work with people where they're at, initially engaging with them through a harm reduction approach in terms of trying to work with them to make their use safer and maybe start to reduce some of the use. And then through case management, work with them through a whole range of issues in relation to things like accommodation, in relation to drug-related debts, with the idea in terms of working to get them, you know, on the path towards recovery.
And how easy is it for somebody who wants to recover to stay clean once they have managed to go through a program like LEAR when, you know, there are messages offering them drugs popping up on their phone every second minute?
Yeah, there's very real challenges there. I suppose one of the things that we would be concerned about, we would work very closely with the Midwest Regional Drug and Alcohol Forum. We're looking at drugs issues from that broader kind of community perspective. There are very, very strong draws within some of our more vulnerable communities, which make it very difficult for people to engage and maintain their recovery. Obviously, the broader homelessness problem, again, has a very significant impact. And again, we'd work closely with Limerick City and County Council around that. But there are very, very real challenges there. But having said that, we do see people coming through programs like LEAR and with our other funded projects and with our own work who do very significant changes to their lives.
Well, good luck with it and wishing everyone involved with it every success. Thank you for talking to us about it this morning.